I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Israel's military reported heavy fighting Tuesday in southern Lebanon after its ground troops launched an incursion against Hezbollah militants in what is the latest expansion of conflict in the region. The Israeli military described its cross-border actions as limited, localized, targeted operations and said it will continue fighting towards goals that include restoring security in northern Israel. In a televised statement Tuesday from Tel Aviv, Israeli Army spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said Hezbollah had turned southern Lebanese villages into military bases, and Israel's ground operation was preemptive.
Hezbollah had prepared to use those villages as staging grounds for an October 7th-style invasion into Israeli homes. Hezbollah planned to invade Israel, attack Israeli communities, and massacre innocent men, women, and children.
The Israeli Defense Forces, or IDF, issued a warning Tuesday to residents in more than 20 villages to evacuate immediately, saying anyone who is near Hezbollah members, installations, and combat equipment is putting their life in danger. Any home used by Hezbollah for its military needs is expected to be targeted. One of NATO's longest-serving leaders, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, stepped down Tuesday, handing over the reins to former Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte as the military alliance confronts some of the biggest challenges in its history. At a ceremony at NATO headquarters in Brussels, Stoltenberg handed over the ceremonial gavel he wielded for 10 years to Rutte. In his remarks, the new NATO chief said continued support for Ukraine and implementation of the NATO Comprehensive Assistance Package for the country will be among his top priorities.
There can be no lasting security in Europe without a strong, independent Ukraine. So we must do our part. We must deliver on the package agreed at the Washington summit. The command, the financial pledge, and Ukraine's irreversible path to membership.
This is VOA News. What is likely to be the only debate between the U.S. vice presidential candidates will take place in New York Tuesday evening when Republican Senator J.D. Vance faces off against Democratic Minnesota Governor Tim Walz in what is expected to be the last major candidate face-off of the 2024 presidential election campaign. The debate comes just 5 weeks before Election Day, with early voting in some states already underway, and most polls showing a razor-thin contest. Presidential debate expert Alan Schroeder told the Associated Press those factors put more emphasis on this matchup than the average vice presidential debate.
And of course, with this debate, even though they're the vice presidential candidates, it's kind of the closing argument in a way. It's the last time we will see the opponents on stage together, and it's the last time for anybody to do any sort of comparison shopping in that regard.
Schroeder said of the two candidates, Walz may feel more pressure to perform, as people will be looking for him to deliver a performance equal to that of Vice President Kamala Harris's in her debate with former President Donald Trump. The World Food Program says hunger in Haiti is approaching famine levels as armed gangs in the troubled Caribbean nation continue to have a stranglehold on the capital, Port-au-Prince. Associated Press correspondent Donna Order reports.
Jean Yonel, the father of seven children, says that every day he has to fight to get his children food. He says what would normally feed one person has to feed 10. And he says there isn't enough nourishment for everyone, just enough for them not to die. Tanya Burbeck is with the World Food Program.
We see very many people who are living in sites for displaced people within the capital, who are in a situation which is considered to be the most severe situation in terms of food insecurity.
Parts of Haiti are still recovering from the August 2021 earthquake, but what accounts for most of the hunger is gang violence, gangs that block roads and prevent farmers from delivering goods and nonprofits from delivering aid. I'm Donna Porter.
Officials in Thailand fear more than 20 passengers on a bus carrying young students and teachers may have died after the bus caught fire outside Bangkok. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports.
Videos posted on social media show the entire bus engulfed in fire with huge plumes of black smoke pouring out as it stood on the side of the road. The students on the bus were reported to be in elementary and junior high school. Thai Interior Minister Anutin Chanvirakul says the driver survived but appears to have fled and could not be found. I'm Charles Ledesma.
A rescuer at the scene of that accident said the fire likely started after one of the bus tires exploded and the vehicle scraped against a road barrier. Three teachers and 20 students are still missing or have not been identified from the accident. That wraps up this update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates on these and all the stories we are covering, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.